They don't act starved all afternoon, and then when it's ready, I can't get them to come.
What a rough day. It sure would be nice to have a job in an office somewhere. Those mail jeeps are cold. Can't ever get them warm enough. We had 2 advertising circulars due today. As if Monday's mail isn't enough already. It took me an hour longer to finish my route.
I've got to get a new skirt, Mom. I have to wear this one every other day almost. Marla Jenkins has enough skirts to wear a different one every day of the month.
Look at this, Mom. The sole is already starting to wear out. I've got to get a new pair. I saw the ones I wanted.
With you children around, I guess I can forget about new carpet for the living room. It's always something you want. New shoes, new coats, new bicycles, on and on. It never stops. But let's eat. It's getting cold.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this food and all you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Meatloaf again? Didn't we just have this last week? Why don't you ever fix stuff like pizza or steak, like Phil's mom does?
I hate sweet potatoes.
What's that green stuff?
Remember Pastor Wilson's sermon yesterday? Be thankful for what you have. Doris, didn't this meatloaf get a little brown?
Did someone leave the sugar out of these muffins? They taste like sawdust.
Keep your big feet under your own chair, Scott. Mom, here's a piece of lettuce that's brown around the edges. Gross.
Honestly, this family is impossible. I ought to just resign as housemaid, cook, and chauffeur and see how you like things then. I have to stay here in this tiny house with only 1 bathroom, a washing machine that is 20 years old, and work and scrimp, and then listen to you whine and complain when you come home.
Now everybody, calm down. Is the furnace working, Doris? It feels cool in here. What do you have the temperature set on?
Right where it always is.
This house is always too hot or too cold.
That reminds me. Scott, tomorrow afternoon you have to help me split the wood in the back. Kenny Sloan brought over a load of timber. He cleared it off his land. We need to start using the fire post again now that we have more wood.
I'm playing basketball tomorrow.
After you help me with the wood.
Dave's dad gives him $6 an hour when he works at home.
Dave's dad owns his own restaurant, too. Besides, a little work would be good for you. In fact, you children need to start doing a little more around here. Your mother and I, we have to pay your school bill every month, you know. Why, when I was your age, Tina.
I know, Dad. We've heard it before. You were working 5 hours a day at your Uncle Jacob's farm.
It was hard work, too.
Mom, I need $30 for a haircut. Debbie got hers cut yesterday, and it's so cute. I want mine just like hers.
No way. $30 for a haircut? Give me a pair of scissors. I'll cut it. I need new shoes more than you need a haircut.
No, you don't. And I need a new skirt more than you need new shoes.
Mom, she's looking at me in that way again.
Oh, you two, just cut it out. With $30, I could buy new curtains for the kitchen.
Mom? Dad?
What is it, Nick?
You haven't forgotten about my school program tonight.
Oh, my. What time does it start?
7 p.m. You promised to come.
Yes, we did, Nick. We will all be there.
Not me. There's a game I want to see on TV tonight.
I said all of us.
But I have an American history test tomorrow. I can't go.
We promised Nick that we would go. We will all be there.
I'm riding with the Fishers. They're going early. Magano, I'm supposed to walk to their house.
Okay, Nick. We'll see you after the program. Do a good job. Wait, what's the program about?
It's about America. Bye.
Oh, whoopee. A bunch of kids dressed as Uncle Sam waving flags and singing Dixie. I can't wait.
Maybe there'll be a Statue of Liberty reciting the Bill of Rights.
I want you two to be on your best behavior for Nick's sake. This is important to him.
Looks like we'll have to take dessert for after the program. Scott, go comb your hair and please put on a different shirt. Tina, help through the table, will you?
Thank you. Well, it's my privilege to welcome you here this evening. As you can see, the kids are ready to get started. We've seen the first little scene of the program, and we're going to see the rest in just a few minutes. I want to welcome you here on behalf of the teachers and students that have worked so hard and the other staff of Calvary Christian School. We're glad you're here tonight. And you're going to see the program entitled Give Thanks for America. Give God Thanks for America. And I know your heart will be blessed. I've seen what the kids can do and in their dress rehearsals, and they are going to do an excellent job in presenting the idea of thankfulness for all that God has done for this great country. I invite you to find a songbook nearby and join me as we sing hymn number 601 in your songbook. And we'll stand together and sing God of Our Fathers.
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies, of grateful souls
seated. We'll ask our deacons to come now as we receive the offering for this evening. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the young people who are coming to present this program tonight. We thank you for their families, for the parents that have been given wisdom from above to seek an education for these young people that is founded upon the Word of God. We're so grateful to have a place like Calvary Christian School where we can bring our children and grandchildren and see them brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Father, we're recognized tonight as we bow our heads and hearts before you that none of this would even mean anything if it weren't for the cross of Calvary and the sacrifice of our dear Savior. We thank you tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the way that He took our sin upon Himself and shed His blood that we might be given the gift of everlasting life. And we know, Father, that your word that communicates this gospel message is the foundation of freedom. That our nation is built upon that foundation. And all of our laws and all of our institutions draw their inspiration and understanding from that book that you've given us, the precious Word of God. We pray, Father, tonight as the young people come that you'll bless them in their presentation of a thankful heart toward you, toward the one who alone is worthy of praise and honor and glory. Father, we are ashamed when we think about our country and how it's turned away from you. We pray tonight that you would help us to continue in the things that we've learned from the Word of God, to continue to be a light and a testimony, even in this dark world. And we ask, Lord, that you would bring upon the nation, upon this nation, a conviction of your Holy Spirit, that people might turn away from sin and selfishness and turn back toward the God who made them. We ask, Father, that you would help us to continue to hold forth the Word of God in this place, training young people to grow up, to serve and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray you'll help us in our homes, in our churches, and in this school. And we ask for your blessing tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Just before the kids come, I've been asked to mention two things to you. They're in the program, but you might not have noticed them. Partway through the program, the children will be singing the Star Spangled Banner. And when they get to that portion, we're asking that everyone stand for the national anthem. And then toward the end of the program, the children will be singing God Bless America. And we'll be invited to sing along with them on the chorus after the second stanza. So with no further ado, we'll present the young people.
give thanks to God for America, for her struggles, her victories, and her hope. Give thanks for the Mayflower in Plymouth Rock. Give thanks for the Pilgrims for their courage and faith in God.
Psalm 107:8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Give thanks for the Boston Tea Party, Paul Revere, the Declaration of Independence, and the Liberty Bell. Give thanks to those who fought and prayed and gave their lives for freedom.
Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The Concord Hymn by Ralph Waldo Emerson. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmer stood, and fire the shot heard round the world. The foe long since in silence slept, alike the conqueror's silent sleep. In time the ruined bridge has swept, down the dark stream which seaward creeps. On this green bank, by this soft stream, we set today a votive stone, that memory may their deed redeem, when like our sires, our sons are gone. Spirit that made those heroes dare, to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature gently spare, the shaft we raise to them and thee.
Give thanks to God for our founding forefathers, whose devotion to God helped establish a nation on the foundation of God's word.
George Washington said, "True religion affords government its surest support. The future of this nation depends on the Christian training of our youth. It is impossible to govern without the Bible."
Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people."
Noah Webster said, "In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people."
Psalm 33:12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance."
Thomas Jefferson said, "I hold without appeal to revelation that when we take a view of the universe in its parts, general or particular, it is impossible for the human mind not to perceive and feel a conviction of design, consummated skills and indefinite power in every atom of its composition. It is impossible for the human mind not to believe that there is, in all this design, cause and effect, up to an ultimate cause, a fabricator of all things. Surely this unanimous sentiment renders this more probable than that of a few other hypotheses.
The psalmist tells us in Psalm 121 that we should look to God for our help.
God for the battles that fought our independence. Give thanks for Lexington, Concord, Bunker Hill, Trenton, Germantown, Charleston, Monmouth, Saratoga, and Yorktown. Give thanks for General George Washington and his ragtag Continental Army at Valley Forge.
Give thanks for her new flag, her new states, her new constitution, her new anthem.
The preamble to the Constitution.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union,
establish justice,
ensure domestic tranquility,
provide for the common defense,
promote the general welfare,
and secure the blessings of liberty
to ourselves and our posterity,
do ordain and establish
this Constitution for the United States of America.
Thank you.
25 years after the Constitutional Convention during the War of 1812, an American lawyer named Francis Scott Key was being held prisoner aboard a British ship in Chesapeake Bay. The British fleet was preparing to bombard Fort McHenry just outside Baltimore. Francis Scott Key paced the deck of the ship all night trying to see if Fort McHenry survived the attack. In the early morning, heavy mist clouded the view, but at 7 o'clock, through the sudden break in the sky, Key saw the American flag still flying over the walls of the fort. He quickly took an unfinished letter from his pocket and began writing these words.
Savior for his kingdom it stands. One Savior.
crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all.
To all.
To all. To all. With life and liberty to all, we believe.
The American flag.
A pledge.
A pledge to our country.
A pledge to the flag that represents our country.
A pledge of allegiance.
Allegiance? What is allegiance?
Allegiance is loyalty. Allegiance is love.
A desire to serve. A desire to stand.
Allegiance is the bond that makes us stand up for our country, to work or to fight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States. When Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence in 1776, he declared that the 13 states were
United States.
They were united in their desire to stand together without the tyranny of a king.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Republic? What is a republic?
When the United States became a country, it was one of the first republics ever established.
Our founding fathers wanted to guarantee that every citizen would be able to have a say in the government.
That's what a republic is, government that belongs to the people.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
standing together,
under God,
seeking Him as our guide,
indivisible,
never to be divided,
with liberty
and justice
for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Give thanks to God for America. Give thanks for our people at work. Give thanks for the farmer, the blacksmith, the baker, the miller, the peddler, the miner, the lumberjack, the cobbler, the tailor, and the fisherman. Give thanks for the axes swinging, hammers pounding, sawmills humming, and sails flapping.
The Village Blacksmith by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Under a spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man is he with large and sinewy hands, and the muscles of his brawny arms are strong as iron bands. His hair is crisp and black and long, his face is like the tan. His brow is wet with honest sweat, he earns whate'er he can, and looks the whole world in the face, for he owes not any man. Week in, week out, from morn till night, you can hear his billows blow. You can hear him swing his heavy sledge with measured beat and slow, like a sexton ringing the village bell when the evening sun is low. And children coming home from school look in at the open door. They love to see the flaming forge and hear the billows roar, and catch the burning sparks that fly like chaff from a threshing floor. He goes on Sunday to the church and sits among his boys. He hears the parson pray and preach. He hears his daughter's voice. Singing in the village choir, it makes his heart rejoice. It sounds to him like her mother's voice singing in paradise. He needs must think of her once more, how in the grave she lies, and with his hard, rough hand he wipes a tear out of his eye. Toiling, rejoicing, sorrowing, onward through life he goes. Each morning sees some task begin, each evening sees it close. Something attempted, something done, has earned a night's repose. Thanks to thee, my worthy friend, for the lesson thou hast taught. Thus at the flaming forge of life our fortunes must be wrought. Thus on its sounding anvil shaped each burning deed and thought.
Give thanks for the bloody battles that purchased freedom for all, and for soldiers marching home.
Thank you.
God for America, for dark days of civil war. Give thanks for Bull Run and Shiloh, Antietam, Chickamauga, and Appomattox. Give thanks for Abraham Lincoln and for Gettysburg.
The Gettysburg Address. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those that gave their lives that that nation might live. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God and shall have new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth.
give thanks to God for America, to our God, whose hand led our forefathers, our God, in whom we look for guidance today, our God, in whom is our only hope for tomorrow.
Thomas Paine said, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we attain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated."
Give thanks to God for immigrants flooding into New York Harbor, seeking a new life in the land of the free.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land.
Here, at her sea-washed sunset gate shall stand
a mighty woman
with a torch,
whose flame is the imprisoned lightning,
and her name,
Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand blows worldwide welcome.
Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame.
"Keep ancient lands your storied pomp,"
cries she with silent lips.
"Give me your tired,
your poor,
your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore,"
cries she with silent lips.
"Give me your tired,
your poor,
send these the homeless, tempest-tossed to me,"
cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired,
your poor, to breathe free.
I lift my lamp beside the golden door,"
cries she with silent lips.
"Give me your tired,
your poor."
Galatians 5:1. "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage."
God for America, give thanks for the presidents that have molded our country.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, and Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan,
give thanks to God for the individual states that have come together to form one great nation.
Creed.
I believe in the United States of America as a government
of the people,
by the people,
for the people,
whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed,
a democracy and a republic,
a sovereign nation of many sovereign states,
a perfect union,
one inseparable,
established upon those principles of freedom,
equality,
justice,
and humanity,
for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes.
I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it,
to obey its laws,
to respect its flag,
and to defend it against all enemies.
Give thanks to God for America fighting for freedom in two world wars. Give thanks for soldiers marching and fighting and dying in foreign lands. Give thanks for veterans who came home, our modern-day patriots whose honor and love for America made them willing to offer their lives for our freedom.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
We would like to take the opportunity to thank and honor all those that are currently serving and those that have served in our armed forces. Will all those who are actively serving in the room please stand? Active duty military. I know we have several. All right, we would like to give you a round of applause. Thank you for your service. Thank you. We extend a thank you to you and your family for the sacrifices that you have made. As we sing our next song, we want to ask all veterans and active duty military to please stand as we sing your branch song.
Have a ball, we have done.
How'd you like the program?
It was great, Nick. I've never seen a better one, ever.
We are so proud of you.
It was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Maybe I don't have to study for my American history test so hard now. You kids covered off from the pilgrims through the wars.
I like the way you showed what has gone into making America great. We come from a long tradition of hard work and prayer and sacrifice and courage and determination
and faith and generosity and gratitude.
Yes, gratitude. That's where I think we miss it more than anything else today. I know I'm guilty. I have a good, steady job, yet I come home complaining rather than thanking God for it. I have a nice wife who works hard, only to hear me complain why the meatloaf is so brown.
I guess I haven't been content myself. I complain about a house that the pioneer and pilgrim women would call a palace. I guess my green carpet doesn't look so ugly compared to the mud in those dugouts.
I guess the men at Valley Forge wouldn't think these shoes were so bad.
And what Mom fixed for dinner tonight was a feast compared to what some of those people had to eat.
Speaking of food, hey Mom, didn't you say something about dessert after the program?
That's right. What do you have for us, Doris?
Well, believe it or not, I was defrosting the freezer earlier and found a container of frozen pumpkin from last fall. So I decided to make pumpkin pie.
Just like
my favorite.
Oh, right. Pumpkin pie.
Let us all gather.
Well, I heard the rehearsal, and I was overwhelmed. As a matter of fact, I was so overwhelmed I could hardly speak. Folks, can you imagine if our present United States Congress, if they just understood what our elementary school understands, what a difference it would make in this nation? I think that one of the biggest problems in America today is the pitiful public education system that we've got, where young people are not being taught these things. Kids are growing up without an understanding of the rich heritage that we have. America became the envy of the world because it's a Christian nation. This is not a Muslim nation. It's not a Buddhist nation. It's not a Hindu nation. It's a Christian nation. Folks, do you realize that 40% of the signers of the Declaration of Independence held ministerial degrees? They were pastors. They were preachers of the gospel. Have you ever thought about the fact that in our courts, and before people can hold office in this nation, they have to put their left hand on a Bible, lift their right hand toward heaven, and swear by the God of heaven that they will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. We are so blessed, and it's this way of life that has made America the envy of the world, so that people will risk their lives to come here. This is an amazing place. The tragedy is we're losing it. We're losing our country. And it's amazing to me that people can't understand why. But it's because of the education that so many are not getting. I'm so thankful that for the past 40 years, we've been able to provide people in this community an alternative. And I'm so grateful to you parents for choosing to place your children here where they can learn these kinds of things. I'm amazed at my staff. This, to me, it was an incredible program. And these children are just absolutely amazing. I think about the memory. When you get older like me, I'll be 70 my next birthday. Now, I know I don't look like it, but I'll be 70 my next birthday, and memory is beginning to be a problem. I had somebody call me today, and they were asking me about some person's name that I knew as good as anyone I imagine, and I could not remember it to save my life. And so I finally told the person that was asking me, I said, you know, I know I've got that name filed in here somewhere, but my secretary is out. And I told my wife, we from time to time have a problem remembering things. And I told her, I said, you know, if this continues, the day may come that we'll wake up in the morning and have to introduce ourselves to one another. But when you come here and you see these young minds that can remember, having installed in them this kind of education, that's a marvelous thing. One final thing, and we'll go back here to the lunchroom and get some refreshments. There's going to be refreshments back here for us. One of the problems that has led to our nation being in the fix that it's in right now is a myth that began to be promulgated back some time ago that fostered the idea that church and state should be separated. And it's a complete myth. And I want you to understand something. You can't separate religion from law. You can't separate religion from government. All government is religious in nature. The reason we know this is because law has to do with the difference between what is right as compared to what is wrong. The difference between right and wrong is a religious matter. And what has happened is our government has taken a hostile position toward religion, and specifically Christianity. Now, this is an amazing thing. We have outlawed the Ten Commandments. You've seen the news. They've outlawed the teaching of creation in the school system, the state schools. Lawsuits are going on all across the nation over praying in Jesus' name. The very name, Jesus Christ, has been outlawed in, of all things, a Christian nation. And we're seeing immorality being forced upon people who oppose it. I was very grateful to be a part of a statewide organization called Return America. As a matter of fact, you can follow some of the activities of this organization if you go to returnamerica.org. Returnamerica.org was largely responsible for making it possible for you citizens to vote on the marriage amendment, defining marriage as being between a man and a woman. Folks, government is of, by, and for the people in this country. These children are being taught these things. And if we do not get educated concerning the people that are running for office, if we do not become educated concerning the judges that are running, we're going to lose this country. And so we have a responsibility to perform our duty as citizens by getting involved. We've got a primary election coming up here soon, May the 6th. This is one of the most critical races, no doubt, in this country. And you're going to have an opportunity to go to the polls and vote. If you're not registered to vote, get registered and vote. I'll go so far as to say this. I mentioned a minute ago that 40% of the signers of the Declaration of Independence had ministerial degrees. It was for the most part pastors that are responsible for gaining our independence and providing us our great Constitution. And there's going to be a pastor running here in the state of North Carolina. And that's as far as I'm going to go in telling you about it, because some people would get mad if I turned it into a political meeting. But I'm telling you, there's a pastor that's going to be running in this race. And I would encourage you to go to returnamerica.org and learn as much as you can about these people that are running. And go to the polls and vote. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this program tonight. We thank you for Calvary Christian School, for the blessing that it is to these families and to us who have had the honor of being able to teach them. Father, our eyes are upon you in these critical times. We do not know what to do. I've never seen such despair in all my life as people look around and are worried about the future and what it may bring. But again, Father, our hope is upon you. Our prayers are that you might be invited to raise up people across this country who know you and who love you and will honor your great and holy name. Father, we need boldness. These young people need boldness to take a stand for what is right against a great evil that's taking place in this nation. Give us the good sense, Lord, to recognize it for what it is and to do what's right. We ask these things in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right there with them. She'll find them.